All right, this is Bucks Kickoff Podcast. I am here for you. All week I spend inside one Buck. Practice fields, locker room, media room, interview room, walking the halls, talking, listening, observing. You're getting inside information here thanks to JoeBucksFan.com. Biggest, baddest, badass, informational, interesting, entertaining website, everything, anything that is ever said or heard regarding the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's JoeBucksFan.com. This is beyond a must-win game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, the Tennessee Titans are in the same situation. This game is at home. I will tell you this, Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Tennessee Titans, is very good when you give him time to prepare against an opponent. I will hit you with stats with that. Keep that in mind. It's been a warm week this week here in Tampa Bay. The Titans will not be used to it. I don't know if it's going to be as warm as it was earlier, but boy, Tristan Wirfs is like, I hated this week as far as like being, you know, 90 degrees and the humidity and all this and that. But all that aside, once it's kicked off, the better team wins. That's how it always eventually comes down to, you know, and both teams are 3-5. Bucks are favored by one, believe it or not, because it's at home. The over-under is 38.5. You got another rookie quarterback. Oh, my God. Buccaneer defense, if you were embarrassed, and you say you were embarrassed, and Devin White, that's not us. Well, who? Okay, let's see who you are today against this rookie quarterback in Will Levis. All right? Hey, before I go any further, let me tell you about the best place. If you don't have a place yet, or you're kind of looking for a new place to watch your NFL games, you got to check out Big Storm Brewing. They got several locations. How about the Centro Ybor upstairs? I've been there. I love it. Game day, it's great food, fun, cocktails, and of course, Florida's best craft beers. It is Big Storm Brewing Company, their tap room in Ybor City. It's upstairs. Centro Ybor. It's 1600 East 7th Avenue on the second floor. Watch your favorite teams on Sunday Ticket. Now, Big Storm Brewing has tap rooms in Odessa. That's on Success Drive off of State Road 54. In Clearwater, you know it, you love it, 49th Street, just south of Ulmerton Road. In Orlando, I've been there at the Amway Center. And in Cape Coral, BigStormBrewery.com. Go to BigStormBrewery.com and you can check out the menus for each of their tap rooms and, of course, all the great Big Storm beers. Man, after that last game, I pounded beers. I had to. And they were Big Storm and they tasted delicious. At least there was something positive. All right, now the reason why Joe Bucks Fan is so successful is, yes, it's Joe Bucks Fan. They want the Bucks to win. However, they're not homers. They call it like they see it, and that's how I'm going to do it. And this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell you what I've been feeling. Last Sunday, that loss 39-37 to the Houston Texans, they're on a four-game losing streak. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have lost five of their last 11. The Tennessee Titans are not that much better. They've lost three of their last four. The Tennessee Titans are winless on the road at 0-4. Bucks are favored by one. Because the game is at home, the over-under is 38.5. It's another rookie quarterback. And, you know, Devin White saying, you know, this isn't us, our defense. And all the defense play, we were embarrassed. Well, you've got a chance. You got embarrassed against C.J. Stroud. Embarrassing. And if you want to get that taste out of your mouth, this is your opportunity here. Raymond James Stadium, Will Levis. He's a rookie. This is his third start. Four touchdown passes in his NFL debut 2 weeks ago. He was good and he was bad. Last week, he was very inconsistent. One pick, no touchdowns in that loss to the Steelers. Steelers won it at the end, 20-16. But the Tennessee Titans have had a couple of extra days to prepare to get, to go against this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. Now, I know the offense had been struggling. Last week, it was not the offense, it was the defense. Most points they've had all season. Baker Mayfield, 2 touchdown passes. Rashad White had a touchdown when he went in untouched. When has that ever happened before? Untouched. Big hole. The only hope that I'm looking for, like a hope. The last 3 Buccaneer losses have been single score games. It's not like they're getting wiped out. That Eagles game was embarrassing. The primetime, the big national game, that was embarrassing. But these last 3 losses have been single score games. Dave Canales said this week, the offensive coordinator, his goal is to try to find more ways to get Mike Evans and Chris Godwin the ball. And when you look at Evans, I know a lot of people, oh my God, Evans is not getting anything. I ain't getting anything. Well, Evans is, he's got 594 yards. He's averaging almost 75 yards a game, 74.3 receiving yards a game, 5 touchdowns. Right now, that's 7th overall in the NFL. But it was the Buccaneers' defense. Embarrassing. Giving up 39 points to the Tennessee Titans and rookie C.J. Stroud. Now, I'll tell you what. I believe C.J. Stroud is going to be a good one. Really good. Really, really good. But 39 points? A rookie NFL record? NFL, you're setting, he set records? Look, there's no defensive Buccaneer player in the secondary, whether it's a corner or a safety, that even has a pick this season. And let's face it, they've been better when they're in man coverage than when they're in zone. I know Bowles keeps on defending the zone. Is the running game, because the running game has sucked for so long, is it starting to improve? Yes. Yes, it has. The last 2 games, Rashad White has gone over 100 yards rushing. Bottom line in this one for me is like the defense. That was atrocious. And they think, they had thought that they were one of the better defenses in the NFL. And you got destroyed. It was horrible. Pressure Will Levis. You got to put some pressure on him. And you got to be able to try to stop the run, because even Devin White was like, that's how you get your pads or your stats. He is very concerned about his stats. That's how you get your stats up, man. You know, against the run, because you know they're going to give him the ball. Derrick Henry. They all know that. Every Buccaneer defensive player knows that. Derrick Henry has not had a tremendous season. However, he is 5th in the NFL in rushing. 601 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. He averages, what is it, about 75 yards per game, 4.4 per carry. That is around 13th in the NFL. They've also got this rookie running back, Spears, two-headed monster. And, of course, the go-to guy, the wide receiver, D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins, 8 games, 564 yards, which is still less than Mike Evans, and only 3 touchdowns. Evans has 5. So, nationally, if you're watching this game, Andrew Catalan's on the play-by-play. There's going to be 2 analysts. I'm going to try to see if I can talk to them briefly up in the press box. Tiki Barber and Matt Ryan are going to be your color analysts for this game. Here's the stat that I want to throw out to you early on, okay, with Vrabel. And Vrabel, by the way, defensive-minded quarterback, defensive-minded coach. Mayfield was talking about that. Anytime, it's always a good, tough, hard-nosed defense. They play hard-nosed defense. Yeah, here we go. So Mike Vrabel, since he has become head coach 2018, he is 10-1 with 9 or more days rest. 4-1 as a head coach on Sundays following a Thursday night football the previous week. So 4-1 with Vrabel coaching Tennessee after they come off a Thursday night game. 10-1 when he's had 9 days or more to prepare, and he's had that. So just keep that in mind. He is a freaking good head coach. Last 5 games, Titans, Buccaneers. Titans are 4-1. Bucs have been a money line favorite 2 other times this season, and they split. Like I say, Buccaneers are favored by 1, and it's a low over and under. Baker Mayfield, All right, I've got a lot of fans, Put in Trask, put in Trask. I can tell you, being in that building, I have not heard that at all yet. I watch the 30 minutes, 25 minutes or so that we're allowed to watch practice, and I'm there for every practice. They split it up, all three, basically. Now, when we leave, have to go in the building, and then they go, they're 7-7, 11-11, Mayfield's getting all the reps. But they split it, and, you know, they do these drills. They hit, you know, they'll have movements and cones. They'll try to hit targets. They'll hit coaches. They'll do things on the run. You know, it's against no defense. Trask obviously has a strong arm. There was actually one where he threw so hard that, like, the assistant coach, it went through his hands. I mean, you know, and Mayfield's known for not having the greatest touch either. Have you know what I mean? But whatever, there's no problems. You know, but my point is, I have not heard that yet, that, like, this is, we got to put in Trask. I don't think that Mayfield has been that big of a problem. Last two games for Mayfield, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Bottom line is, Cody Mauch has given up 5 sacks this season. Cody Mauch and Aaron Stinney. Stinney did a decent job filling in for Matt Filer. I don't know if Stinney is as good in pass pro as he is in run blocking. However, Stinney and Mauch are your guards. They're going to go up against Jeffrey Simmons, who is a beast. And as a matter of fact, Mayfield mentioned him first when he talked about the defense. Defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons, he's got 4 sacks. Danico Autry has got 5 sacks. The edge rushers are Landry, Arden Key. But Jeffrey Simmons, Vrabel moves him. So he's going to be going up against Mauch. He's going to be going up against Stinney. He's so good. I'm talking about Simmons. He's very powerful. And that's the kind of guys that give Cody Mauch problems. Bucks defense. Okay, here you go. Now, take advantage of their left tackle. The Titans' left tackle is Andre Dillard. He has given up 8 sacks, 34 pressures, 9 quarterback hits. That's the worst on the Titans' offensive line, and he is the Titans' left tackle. So that means, most likely, in a lot of cases, it's going to be Joe Tryon Soyinka. I am tired of waiting for Tryon Soyinka. I'm tired. He looks like a beast. He's a great athlete. I will tell you this, before practices start, the other D-line comes out, and they're standing around, and Tryon Soyinka is always doing these moves, practicing his moves. Kancey does the same thing. Kancey's good. And he's working on stuff in his mind, and he's trying to, you know, visualize and all this stuff. Great. Practice, that's great. You're real quick. You're an athlete, an incredible athlete. Finish. It's time for you to finish, or we're going to be finished with you. That's it. All right, let me get to what I'm there for. This is something that's different than any other Bucks podcast, even though the Sage of Tampa Bay Sports is tweeting out that his podcast is the only one that matters. Come on, Sage. You're the king. You're the king, Sage. But I'm there every day, Sage. So let me give you my Under the Rock segment. I go under the rock, what I see. Wednesday, they actually flip fields. Maybe they're trying something new. You know, I was going to try doing this podcast outside on my back patio, but my dog is a little yapper and she sees something. I'm like, I was trying to change the mojo, change something. I'm in my man cave. But they flip fields. The quarterbacks in Canales, they start on the far, far, far field away from us, and then they run towards us. The speakers that they've had all year for the music during stretching, they moved them back where they used to have them in previous years. I don't know if that's by design or maybe trying to try anything. Bowles, he stands in his same spot every practice. The one thing that I did know, very observant. Now, this might not mean anything. I'm noticing that Trask has got a little bit more hop in his step when it's the running, the stretching, field to field, you know. It's just me. Maybe he thinks that it's getting closer, that he's getting his chance. Hey, one play, he could be in. But he just seems to have a little bit more, and he throws, like I said, he's got extra zip on the ball. Mayfield does too. Carlton Davis, who was burned so bad, he was burnt toast last week. He was working with a trainer. He's hurting. Jamel Dean was also by himself. Unusually warm, very hot. And it was funny, too, for November, because Baker came out with long sleeves. Rashad White had a hoodie underneath his jersey. They ain't doing that again the next day because they're thinking, oh, it's here in November in Florida. It's hot. That ain't it. Thursday, very warm. Like I said, 90 degrees. Tristan Wirf said, he goes, I hated it, but I hope it's like this for the Tennessee Titans. No defensive players other than Carlton Davis spoke in the locker room on Wednesday. Here's how it goes. Like Monday, we go to the facility, you talk to the head coach, that's it. You don't go in the locker room. The players just get their loosen up on the bikes, they do walkthroughs, things like that. Tuesday's off day, Wednesday we come in. And so Wednesday, when you go in the locker room, you're waiting around. You can go to a locker, but if there's going to be more than one reporter or two, it starts like a piranha type thing. Then they bring that a person over to the middle of the locker room where they have a backdrop and they want everybody to be there instead of crowding around a locker. It was the most stinking low key I have ever seen a locker room. Not a lot of players around. Nobody was playing. They have these two or three chess boards and all season long, guys have been playing chess. There was one little card game. No music, just very, very low key. Good. If you're like kind of, if you're down, good, you should be, you know? But that's what I noticed. And I noticed that Carlton Davis came over. I was wondering if he would talk. So I do have to give him some credit to face the music. It's like when a kicker misses a field goal or a pitcher gives up a game-winning home run. To stand in front of your locker and answer question after question of what happened, that takes a man. That takes a man. Now, I know the public relations director was kind of over there with him, kind of like, you know, helping to bring him over. And I even talked to him afterwards. I said, was that you or him? He's like, I will give him credit. You know, he's kind of helping him along. And Carlton Davis stood there. It was for a long time. A lot of times a media relations person will say, okay, one more, two more, wrap it up. Thank you. They move it along. They let him stay there, and he was there a long time answering every single question. The thing that was baffling to me, though, and I like honesty, he was like, well, what happened? He's like, I have no clue. I honestly don't know what happened. That is alarming to me. If you would have said, you know what, man, I busted it. I blew it here, or I was looking here, but to not know? Isn't Carlton Davis supposed to be a veteran? Big money player. Like, supposed to be, you know. Now, he also said this is not going to let it affect me. I've forgotten about it, but it won't affect me, damage my mental psyche, all this and that. But he also started saying that playing corner is brutal. Oh, the whole world is watching when you make a mistake. All this stuff. But anyway, he did. I'll just let you know that. Okay? Boom. Devin White steps up on Thursday on his own. He's always saying that. He says, we knew that wasn't us. We're too talented to play like that. Here's what I say to that. You are what your record is. Haven't there been famous NFL head coaches that have said that? I know Lee loves to bring up Bill Parcells a long time ago. How about Dennis Green? I'll give you an oldie but goodie. We are who they thought they were. That's who this defense is right now. Okay? So change it. Change it against Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans. You know, you are. This is what you are. Is it a must win? Devin White said, yes, it is. Every game here on out is a must win. He was also saying that they've stuck together, this defense. They lose as a defensive unit. They have a player's back when he doesn't have a good game, i.e. Carlton Davis. But he also said, he was asked by a younger, this reporter, he says, you know, you said you wanted to, you know, work on some things this year and do better. Now we're halfway past through the season. So where do you think your game is? Devin White said, I'm doing what the defense allows me to do. But then he did go on to say that Todd Bowles is doing the best to put them in better situations. Anyway, and what's it like going against Derrick Henry? And he's like he said, he goes, man, that's if you want to pad your stats, this is a game because you know he's going to get the ball. And what about going up against another rookie quarterback, Will Levis? And Devin White said it's a team game. It takes all 11 guys. But practice, here's my biggest take, and it kind of hit me. It hit me on Wednesday, and it hit me on Thursday. There is a difference, a big difference, being with that team without the greatest quarterback ever, the GOAT Tom Brady there. There was just, when you see Brady out there, it just made everybody be a little bit more on their toes, everybody. Overall, it's just kind of a blah practice every day. You know, and then there's not a lot of, and I know this doesn't make any difference on what they do between the lines, but like ESPN would send a crew. We know the guy, George. Every week, ESPN was there. Yes, there's Jenna Lane, but she's just by herself, ESPN.com. with her phone. So every week, NFL Network sent a crew there because Brady was talking on Thursday. Not a lot of media attention at all. Heck, there was one day on Thursday, it was so light. And I'm like, why is it so light? What's going on? I know the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing at night. The Tampa Bay Rowdies, it's not even MLS, had a press conference to announce the new head coach. This is soccer in St. Pete. And the TV me went there, you know. I'm just saying, like, it's just so different. It really is different. But again, that's not going to make any difference here on Bucks Kickoff on how the hell that they can beat the Tennessee Titans. You know, the views on press conferences are way down. You know, it is what it is. Okay, irrelevant. And you know, I thought they were using that in the beginning of the year when they were 3-1. Oh, nobody's expecting us to do anything. Oh, Baker Mayfield's on his third, fourth team. Oh, he's nothing. They don't have Brady. Oh, you know, and they didn't have any expectations and they were playing loose. You know, they were playing fast. They were 3-1. You know, and why can't you get back to that? You know, but I'm just something. Antoine Winfield made that speech. That was what 3 weeks ago now? That hasn't worked. Antoine Winfield, by the way, the last couple of days, he starts out like barefoot and he's been doing this band work on his legs. Mike Evans always comes out, does one-on-one with a trainer. And 85-year-old offensive consultant Tom Moore shuffles out and sits on a cooler and he watches the quarterbacks throw. But again, Thursday when we went in, every Thursday when I go in there, that's usually the day that now you're getting closer to game day. You're not as sore from the game on Sunday. And it's usually like a hyping day. No music played when we walked in. Nobody was playing chess. Nobody's playing cards. Just to give you a little feel, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm hoping it's a bad thing. I'm hoping it's a bad thing. All right, let me get a little bit more meat into this game. This is Bucks Kickoff, by the way, on joebucksfan.com. And go check out Big Storm Brewing. They've got several tap rooms. You know, why don't you watch the NFL games at Central Ybor upstairs? There's Central Ybor upstairs. There's Big Storm Brewing in Odessa. That's right off of State Road 54. Clearwater on 49th Street. Orlando Amway Center. Cape Coral. BigStormBrewery.com. Love it. Love it. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit me up a mimosa right after I finish this bad boy. I got to get myself ready for this game, for this 3-5 Tennessee Titans game. Buccaneers defense. Rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud last week torched them. Will Levis, rookie today. Week 13, they're going to go up against Bryce Young from the Carolina Panthers. I was like, oh, this little guy, what's he going to do? He's been getting better. Bowles in his 5 years, defensive coordinator with the Bucs. What is he, 7-6 against rookie quarterbacks? Now, let's get into it. Will Levis, first start against the Falcons. All right, 4 touchdown passes. Last week, inconsistent. 22 of 39, no touchdowns, 1 INT. In the loss to the Steelers. So, very small sample size. 2 games, Will Levis, 7 completions of 20-plus yards or more. That's the thing about Will Levis. I went back and I really studied the tape and watching him. He's got a strong arm. He is willing to... He's willing to take the chance. He really has. I think as he gets more games under his belt, he's going to be able to go through progressions a little bit better. He's going to hit more checkdowns. You know, right now, he's balls to the wall. And if there's ever an opportunity for one of these DBs for the Bucs who doesn't have a damn pick, a starter, I should say starter, yes, because is it, yes, a starter has not had a pick, this is the game. That's the thing. That's the difference, I think, between C.J. Stroud and Will Levis. But it doesn't matter. Really, if it's a rookie quarterback or a veteran quarterback, he's got the jersey on. He's an NFL quarterback right now. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no more of this. You're going up against a rookie quarterback. Don't want to hear it. Buccaneers defense, what was going on? It's been miscommunication, miscommunication, miscommunication. Well, Bowles, this week, he actually said, it's not miscommunication. That's how he put a bow on it. That's what Bowles said. He said, it's a bust. It's a bust. Like Carlton Davis, bust. We've done it. What did Bowles say? We've done this stuff a million times in practice, right? Why isn't it carrying over to games? These are not rookie players we're talking about with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, last week I went no urgency. This week it's like there's no consequence when you F up. There isn't. It's la-di-da. Oh, we just got to play better. Where's the consequence? We're sitting somebody on their ass on the bench. Pull them. Have them carry the pads like a rookie. Something. Something. Under Bruce Arians, would there be consequences? They're doing this bad? Hell yes. That's with me. It seems to me it's just like just going about your business. All right, so Todd Bowles, let me get what they're saying. Let me give you a couple of quotes. So this was actually after the game, the loss. I believe it was Stroud from the Times, but would Todd Bowles consider giving up his play calling duties? Now, I hadn't heard that from anywhere in the building or possibility, but it was brought up, and Bowles said, quote, I consider it all the time, but it's not the answers to the problems we have. Okay, I agree with that. You know, I think they would be better in man-to-man, man. This zone, so much zone. You know, but again, it's the players, you know, having busted coverage. And here's another one from Bowles. This was later in the week. You've got to look at yourself in the mirror. You got to go back to basics. When you're doing things you know you can do better and you've done a million times, that's when you go back to basics. You start over again. It was our cluster game. And we've had one. All right. That's what they're saying. All right. I got to tell it like it is because I'm on JoeBucksFan.com and they tell it like it is. It's time for a new segment this week. Sad stats. Bucks Carlton Davis. He's only had one pick in his last 31 games, including playoff games. Carlton Davis III gave up not one, not two, but 3 touchdowns Sunday in Houston, and he says he has no clue why it happened. That's what he said. In these 4 losses that the Buccaneers have had in a row, it all started after their bye week. The Buccaneers, are you ready for this sad stat? Have the worst passing defense in the NFL. I'm not BSing you. The worst. The worst. They're giving up 335 passing yards a game and a 118.4 passer rating. That is last in the NFL. And bear in mind, Bowles is your defensive coordinator. And you got rookies. I mean, you don't have rookies. You got veterans. Last. Last passing defense in the NFL. Last passer rating in the NFL. The Buccaneers defense has given up 9 passing touchdowns. That's second worst in the NFL. The Buccaneers defense has 1 interception. That's second worst in the NFL. The Buccaneers defense is giving up a 72.8% completion rate. That is second worst in the NFL. It's cushion. It's what the hell, man? Those are your sad stats of the day here on Bucks Kickoff Podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. CJ Stroud, some sad stats. 470 passing yards. Most passing yards by a rookie in the history of the NFL. CJ Stroud, 147.8 passer rating. Highest single-game passer rating by a rookie quarterback in NFL history. Only 6 NFL quarterbacks in history have recorded at least 450 passing yards and 5 touchdowns with no interceptions, and C.J. Stroud did it against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, my God. You know what? Hold on. I'm taking a sip of a mimosa now. I can't wait. Sit tight, mimosa. I'll be back with you after this Bucks Kickoff Podcast. All right, real quickly, let's go back to last week. I hope you didn't turn it off. It was a back-and-forth damn game. The Steelers-Tennessee Titans game, that came right down to the wire. Why don't we start there? So the Steelers win at 2016. I've told you about Will Levis. He did. Now, on Thursday Night Football, he led a fourth quarter rally, but it ended with his first pick. Levis, quote, "Losing sucks, especially at this level. It's so hard to win games. You have an opportunity like that to win it at the end." Credit to Pittsburgh. They made the plays when they needed it. Levis, 22-39 last week against the Steelers, 262, 1 INT. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. C.J. Stroud looked like he was Peyton Manning. Better than Peyton Manning. Well, I won't get ahead of myself. God damn, he looked good. He did good. Baker Mayfield, when he came out for his press conference after that game, do you know what he said right away? He goes, "I'll tell you right now. He did not look like a rookie quarterback. That is an NFL-proven quarterback on the other side." He even said that. C.J. Stroud was like, "Well, he is better than Baker Mayfield." Baker Mayfield's the number one overall pick. C.J. Stroud's number 2. Down by 4, Buccaneers. Down by 4 for the Texans. Less than a minute to go. We find out that C.J. Stroud went over to the coach and said, "Give me the ball. Call the plays. I'm going to make the plays." That's a rookie freaking quarterback at the end of an NFL game. Buccaneers go up. I was like, okay. I think I tweeted out, "Who are you now? Who are you?" Buccaneers go up. 46 seconds left after Mayfield's touchdown pass. Cade Otton, 14 yards, touchdown. But Houston Texans drive down the field. C.J. Stroud hits Tank Dell, winning touchdown. 6 seconds left in that drive. If you remember, C.J. Stroud hit Dell with a 26-yard catch. Stroud kneeled instead of a 2-point conversion because their kicker had a quad. Hell, he was here as a special teamer. He hit a field goal. He was all smiles. When that happened, I was like, there's no way the Buccaneers are going to win this game. And the Buccaneers, of course, they fumbled. They were trying everything with the lateral, and they fumbled on the final play. Despite the Texans only rushing for 53 yards because Damian Pierce was out with that ankle injury, C.J. Stroud's weapons, Noah Brown, 6 catches, 153 and 1 touchdown. Dalton Schultz, 10 catches, 130 yards, 1 touchdown. Tank Dell, 6 catches, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nico Collins, 3 catches. He had a touchdown. But don't blame Baker. I was getting fans after the game saying it's time to put in Kyle Trask. Baker is tied for 11th in the NFL. Look, I'm not here to tell you that Baker Mayfield is the answer. Okay? Not at all. Not at all. Are they going to sign him to a deal? I don't know. It's not been decided yet. No. No. But this constant push for Kyle Trask, let me give you some stats to back this shiz it up. Baker, tied for 11th in the NFL. He's got 12 passing touchdowns of 19 quarterbacks with 10 touchdowns or more. Only C.J. Stroud has fewer picks than Baker. Only Mahomes has been sacked less than Mayfield. It's not that this is an all-pro, all-world offensive line. Baker does a very good job of avoiding sacks. I don't know if Trask is able to do that. I think that comes with Baker's his experience and just how he is. Rashad White, 20 carries, 73 yards, 2 touchdowns. As far as receiving, Mike Evans, 87 yards. One was 53 yards. Otten was the go-to guy, 6 catches, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns. Trey Palmer, 351. Canales is telling me that this, or telling us that Trey Palmer is like a very confident, always ball, he's a ball buster for being a rookie. Very, very confident. He's got some skills. And Rashad White receiving, 4 catches, 46 yards. Godwin, 2 catches, 16 yards. And we talked to him. He is not a damn diva. Holy, all the years I've covered the NFL, there are, I would say 80% of receivers are divas. They're always more concerned about their stats. Seriously. Evans is not like that. Godwin is certainly not like that. And the last thing, Todd Bowles after the game, he did say it's a devastating loss. We've got to eat it. We should be pissed off the whole week. So I asked Bowles about that. Is your team pissed off? He's like, we're pissed off after every loss. I wouldn't say it's all week and this and that. You know what? I wanted urgency. Consequences. There's got to be consequences, man. When you play bad, when you lose and you play bad, when you blow coverage, when you're just playing shitty, there should be consequences. Carlton Davis, the quote he said, I've got to open up to it. It's hurtful to watch. When he had to watch that tape, my confidence won't be damaged. And again, he did step up on Wednesday. Look, I don't think the Tennessee Titans are very good. And I don't think, this is my opinion now, I don't believe that Will Levis is going to be able to do what C.J. Stroud did. If it is, then I would say that the Glazers have to make a move immediately. If Will Levis goes off for 450 and say 4 touchdown passes, are you kidding me? And Todd Bowles is your defensive coordinator, it's over. It's over. It's over. I don't believe that's going to happen. I saw Vita in the locker room. He could be a ball buster, a wise ass. He's always got a big smile on his face as well. I know he has some pride. I know Levante David has pride. Devin White talks a good game. So I throw that out the window. The DBs are supposed to be better than they're playing. Look, I'm looking. I'm like, okay, if there's ever a week, this is the week. This is the week. You should be pissed off if you're an NFL player, man, and got embarrassed like that on defense. And I didn't see anything that gave me reason to be confident. I didn't. I didn't. I've been struggling on this one. Now, I picked the Buccaneers to lose last week. I was on radio by 5. All right, this is the last time I'm going to... I'm going to say the Buccaneers actually win this game. I'm going to say the Buccaneers win this game by a field goal. I'm not feeling confident about this. But I'm not a believer, and I know Vrabel is 10-1 when he's had time to prepare. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers by 3 to go to 4-5 on the season. Listen, go check out Big Storm. My mimosa is getting warm, so I gotta guzzle this damn thing right now. This has been Bucks Kickoff on the biggest, baddest, badass, informational, entertaining website concerning Buccaneer news in the world, JoeBucksFan.com. I see you.